Was it that time already?
This program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Ooh-wee! What's going on in Hollywood, kid?
J-Lo and A-Rod are really stepping up their New Year's resolution game. Why do you hate this?
I hate this.
Okay, so let me tell you what it is first.
I know what it is.
And then...
I'll tell you right now, I hate it.
Okay, fine.
I loathe it.
J-Lo and A-Rod, they're together, right? In case you didn't know that.
Yeah.
They're challenging their famous friends to join them on a no-sugar, no-carb diet. So they posted on her Instagram.
For 7 days, right?
Well, they're in the middle of it, but for 10 days. They want their famous friends to really join this challenge with them.
Come on, everybody, with your private chef.
Let's
all go sugar-free!
J-Lo posted, she said, 10-day challenge is starting to get lonely, so we're challenging you. Join us 10 days. No sugar, no carbs. Are you up for the challenge?
Yeah.
So then they tagged people.
So she's still for Jenny from the block.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They get hoagies there in her hometown. But she's still Jenny from the block.
Still
don't worry about that.
Jenny from the block.
Is there a saffron salad? One of those.
She challenged her best friend, Leah Remini, to this challenge, and Leah reposted. She said, gonna go eat now, maybe make a plate of pasta, some cookies, but you all enjoy.
I love several Leah
of
the, Remini.
I do, too. Several of their other friends, producer Thomas said, okay, I'm doing it. It's been 10 minutes. So far, so good. they called out Hoda Kotb on the Today Show. And she is convincing her friends, Savannah Guthrie, Carson Daly, Craig Melvin, Al Roker.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, we're all going to do this together. But they wake up so early, much like we do.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, as long as we can have our coffee with cream, we're good. And they're like, okay, fine. So he also called out, A-Rod called out Michael Strahan. And he said, come on, man, leave me out of your problems. I just want to have my donut. So, but he did that on air.
Yeah.
So, which I thought it was great. And he
good
goes,
everybody. Like, Michael Strahan needs a diet.
Right? That man is.
What?
Anyways.
Wow. Look at that.
We got to move this along.
Hold on a second. Let's see if I can get Idris Elba.
Yeah. So hot in here. Frankie turned up the thermostat. So 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay.
Did their new queen kind of rendition. Well, Weezer is coming out.
No.
They came out with TLC's No Scrubs.
They redid
TLC's No Scrubs. Now, I listened to it this morning. This sounds incredible. So they dropped a surprise album of covers, and it includes this R&B girl group TLC's 1999 mega hit. It also includes Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, The Turtles' Happy Together, Black Sabbath's Paranoid.
What?
Yes, Benny King's Stand By Me and The A-ha's Take On Me.
So this is all from Weezer.
All from Weezer. They now, just dropped their new album. It's called The Teal Album.
When you listen to this then,
because
with Africa, it was not a cover. It was a tribute.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, again, going from Weezer to TLC, obviously they had to put their own spin on it.
Okay.
So it does sound a little bit different, but it's close.
Well, I don't want no scrubs.
It's good. You need to take a listen to it. It's good. Miley Cyrus has been listed as one of the top performers to perform on the 2019 Grammys Award. I'm really excited about this. Red Hot Chili Peppers is going to be on here, too.
Oh, don't give it away.
Don't give it away. Give it away now.
Yeah.
That was clever. Good job.
I'm going to go hide under the bridge.
That's a joke grenade. People will get that in a little bit.
At some point.
H.E.R., Brandi Carlile is going to perform. The list is amazing. I can't wait. Dan and Shay, Casey Musgraves, Post Malone is going to be performing. Actually, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Malone are set to perform together.
Hey, so Dan and Shay are going to come out with a new song.
What?
Yeah, they're going to talk about a back road.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting on a tailgate.
Yeah.
Sipping on some moonshine.
Oh, I can't wait.
And they're going to talk about a girl wearing a t-shirt.
Yes, my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Grammy Awards, February 10th at 8 p.m. That's The Beat.